everything they're advertising that I want is a cord cutting activity, and everything they're advertising that I don't want is a regular traditional television activity. You're doing nothing to drag me back to a traditional TV and doing everything to keep me a cord cutter for life.
In a world where you only have trailers and posters to judge a movie, Jim and Ted strike out to answer the age-old question, will you see it?
It is episode 137, and Ted Willett, welcome to Election Frustration Week. How the heck are you?
I'm good. The week that lasted a year, right?
What, you're not frustrated? I'm frustrated. We know where it's going. They just won't let us get there.
You know, it's all about the data points. You know, you and I have talked about this before. It's not about the actual data points themselves. It's about the trends. So everything's trending in the right direction. So I'm.
It's about the theater. It's about the theater. Election theater.
You know, I've played enough fantasy football to know when something is like, it says that this guy's going to score, you know, a certain number of points, but you know, you could watch the game, you can feel it, and you're like, ah, is he going to score a touchdown in the last second, garbage time or something, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's what this is. This is garbage time, and hopefully there's no extra touchdowns here.
Sounds like we need a beer.
We need beers for sure.
Okay, so I saw you checking out your can. I don't want to be the spoiler.
No, it's not a can. It's not a can. It's a bottle.
Oh, it's a bottle. Okay.
It's a bottle, but here, should I just do it? Should I just talk about it?
What, it's upside down?
Yeah, it's Stone's doing this thing where they put all the labels on upside down now.
Yeah, where were you 6 months ago?
Well, no, I know they've been doing it for a while. But I'm just saying, I haven't bought, we tend to stay away from Stone. Stone's kind of a bigger of the indies.
Well, okay, we stay away, you're right about that. We stay away from Stone on the podcast because they're a bigger indie. We like to go with the more like obscure.
Right.
But I buy Stone, and if anybody from Stone happens to be listening,
love
Stone, and we would love to support you and promote you and everything, but I buy Stone during the week now and again, and I've noticed that they've been cans and bottles. I tend to get their IPA.
Yeah.
And I noticed that over the past maybe 6 months, I think since Corona started, they flipped it, and they're like, well, this is all over. We're going back.
Yeah, I remember. I remember they put it upside down, and they said, oh, we made a mistake, or did we? You know what I mean? And to me, it was funny because the independent logo of bottles of beer, independent beer. What is it called? There's an association, right? It's called the Brewers Association Independent Craft. And their logo is a beer bottle that's upside down. So basically what they did was they matched their bottle with the bottle logo.
Oh, nice. I see that. Yeah.
So it actually matches. But yeah, so part of the reason I stay away from it for the podcast is it's hard to find. Like, it's like, what are we going to do? Drink Arrogant Bastard every week? You know, like it's a great beer. It's a solid beer.
I wouldn't mind.
But you know, I wouldn't mind doing that. Yeah. And like you said, if Stone wants to throw us, but Stone has tons of varietals.
Oh, they have a lot of good beer.
That they
yeah.
just pull out. Yeah. So this week I saw in the regular Rouse, a Cosmic Runestone IPA.
And they're out of San Diego, correct?
San Diego, yep.
So while you're drinking your IPA there, your RuneCon or something, what is it?
It's Cosmic Runestone.
Oh, Cosmic Runestone. What's a runestone?
I don't know. I have to look that up. But they have a cool little logo.
You're like,
on the
I don't
back.
Know, like, but I'll know it when I taste it.
Here, I have to read it first because it's upside down. It says Stone Cosmic Runestone. We often associate space with the future, progress, what's next. But in reality, any cosmic body you encounter out there is unfathomably ancient. It may take cutting-edge technology to reach it, but upon discovery, you immediately are taken back in time.
All right. So what's your ABV on that bottle?
Oh, not much.
Okay, it's 2%.
7.3.
Oh, that's a solid beer. Yeah, it's respectable.
It's respectable.
I have What It Do?
What?
What It Do?
Oh, What It Do. Yeah.
Yeah, What It Do. So, Imperial Stout with coffee and toasted coconut.
Nice.
11% ABV. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. What It Do? I don't even understand the name.
What It Do?
What It Do? Oh, Short Throw Brewing Company.
Mm.
So, Short Throw. I don't even know where they're out of. I can't even see. Whatever. Maybe I'll get glass. I'll get Clarissa to get me glasses. But yeah, Short Throw Brewing Company. What It Do? That's because it has a question mark. So, you know, I made the comment the past few weeks that I need to share beer with Clarissa because there's so much coconut and coca nibs and other chocolates and coffees and, I mean, whatever these breweries are putting in their beer and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the realization that you have a single malt scotch and you have a blend. You have a good bourbon. You have a good vodka. And then people start adding sugar to it, right?
Right.
So then you have a margarita. You have Sex on the Beach. You have, I don't even know, like, give me a drink, right? Some fruity cock.
A Harvey Wallbanger.
Well, whatever, right? Like blowjobs or something.
A Blue Hawaiian.
A Blue Hawaiian, yeah. All these different goofy-ass drinks. And I'm coming to the realization.
Kamikaze.
Kamikaze, sure.
Long Island iced tea.
No, but that's all booze at least.
I know, that's good.
A Long Island iced tea is along the lines of like a highball or a Manhattan. They're all booze.
Mm.
I'm talking about like, here's a little bit of booze and then let's like pile a ton of sugar on it.
Right.
You know, lemon drops or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and the point I'm getting at is, so you have all these drinks and they're so sugary. It's so sweet. And they just try and like stifle the spirits, you know, the liquor that's in it.
The alcohol, right?
Yeah, not even that, but just the liquor, you know, the vodka, the bourbon, whatever it might be. And I'm finding, though, like you get a good old-fashioned 100-year-old Russian Imperial Stout that the Brits just adored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's just, it's such an amazing beer, you know, or an old school IPA, piney and rich and robust.
Right.
And people can't handle that, but they want to drink a stout. So what do? They put in peanut butter and they put in marshmallows. And what did I have last week? I had like some
cocoa nibs. Yeah.
Yeah. Marshmallows, graham crackers, and cocoa. It's like, whatever, man. Like, no, it's a stout. So with that said, here's to you. Let's see what this has. This is another one of those, like, I don't know, like dessert stouts.
Mm.
Again, it's amazing. It tastes good. It's super chocolatey. It's like German chocolate cake. But like, I can't even
nice.
Drink a whole one because it's so
sweet.
Oh, it's the flavor is so incredibly rich.
Mm.
It tastes nothing. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Like, oh my God, this is like eating a Hershey bar. But at some point, I want to feel like an adult man who's drinking beer, not a child who's eating candy and getting drunk on it. Anyway, how was your week, my man?
My week was good. Man, this, you know, how long have you been talking about this year-end stuff? It's like year-end's been going on for a month, you know, over a month.
Wait, the year-end started January 2nd?
No, the fiscal year end. The fiscal year end. So the Disney fiscal year ended, let me look at my chart here, ended in the end of September. So from this whole month of October, been trying to crunch these numbers.
You're like in the throes.
And we have people saying like, oh, because of COVID, we wanted to, it was harder for us to track, but it's more important for us to show our value. And we're like, so if you want to show your value, then you have to track what you're
exactly.
doing. You can't just say, well, we're doing the same amount of work. You know, it's like, yeah, tracking is part of the work, you know, so.
That which gets measured gets managed.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. What's that from? That sounds.
Oh, I've said that for years.
Okay.
I tell that to teachers. Teachers tell me the same thing. Well, Johnny can't read. Okay, well, how do you know? Let me see the data and what you're doing and show me like his reading performance.
It's my gut. I know my gut.
Well, I didn't do any of that. Well, how do I know he can't read? Oh, I've been teaching for 30 years. That's how I know. It's like, no, that doesn't fly with me. Go, try
thanks,
again.
Mr. Holland. I will take that back to the powers that be that won't measure things for me.
Well, that was like the other quote I sent you this week. Guilt does nothing to change the behavior. It only keeps you from enjoying it. I heard that. I was like, oh my God, I love it. I got to send it to Ted.
So other than coming up with quotable quotes, how was your week?
Week was pretty crappy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I thought, you know what? I'm going to go all week and not have a beer.
What?
That's right.
Wine.
No, I didn't drink anything. I'll tell you, it sucks.
Dry week.
I like to come home, cook dinner, have... I'm not saying I'm getting smashed, right? Like, I'll have a beer, two beers or something. I'm cooking dinner. Or whatever. I'm picking up dog poop. I want to sip on a beer while I'm picking up dog poop, right? Because I have it just sit in the backyard. I'll just sip on it as I'm walking past back and forth to the trash can. Whatever.
Right.
So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to have any beer all week. Dude, that was the worst decision of my life.
The worst week to be dry.
It was terrible. I know. The election stuff. I'm like, you know, my buddy Jared, he puts up on Instagram, a bottle of bourbon, a glass, and a Pop-Tart. He said, coping. I thought that was hilarious. But speaking of which,
lots of people eating their feelings.
Yeah. Speaking of which, though, I mean, the obvious part of the week is the election.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think we need to go there. You know what I mean?
It's, nope.
It, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, everybody's living it.
Everybody's living it. Yeah. Hopefully by the time this pod comes out, we'll be out of the unknown.
Yeah. You know, but I got to say, any breaking news, please cut in. You can interrupt if you learn who the president is. I'd love to be the one to announce next Thursday. Or, well, no, today is Thursday. I don't know. This whole podcasting, recording, editing, dropping thing, time machine is so weird to me. But
yes.
But hey, if it cuts in, we'll let people know who the president is.
That's right.
Yeah. But no, that was probably the big thing is, though, I didn't have any beer all week. And, you know, I love single malt scotch.
Mm-hmm.
A blended scotch, like a Johnny Walker or something, is fine. You know, Glenlivet.
Depending on the blend, yeah.
Yeah, Glenlivet. Those are fine. I mean, you know, that's like after work if I want to sip on a scotch and it's no big deal. You know, I'm not trying to do anything other than just have like a little nip. Wine is okay with me. I don't mind some wine. But like if I had to get rid of all alcohol... Wine's off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor is gone, but beer is what I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, various ales, lagers, whatever it is. Like, I just like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow, if you know the song reference. But I mean, to not do anything all week, man, like, it just sucks. One of the things that I noticed too on the week, watching the news and stuff, is the hypocrisy of Trump supporters. I hate to go down this path, but I have to on this one thing.
Let's do it. Go for it.
In Arizona, they're chanting, count that vote, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania, they're chanting, stop that count.
Stop the count.
I mean, like, which way do you want it? Do you want to count the vote or do you not want to count the vote? But you can't have it both ways. Just because it's not working in your favor.
It's very simple. It's very simple, Jimmy. Yes. If it's in our favor, count it. If it is not in our favor, don't count it. They're three-year-olds. I'm sorry.
I guess. No, I know, man. Like, the funny thing is, I didn't want to go down that path, but I heard that one, and I'm just like, okay, wait a minute here. Like, but did so we talked about Sam Harris the past week and a half too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear his 8-minute one this week or no?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't hear that one.
Pretty much he explains to the audience why he finally discovered how people support Trump.
How is that?
Well, I'll leave it to you, but yeah, okay, I don't want to get into it. It's 8 minutes. It's short. Sam Harris, Making Sense Podcast, go listen. It's not even a paywall.
He bundles
it's not even
it up.
A paywall one. It's 8 minutes. It's over. And he just explains, like, here's why. And it's like, sure, I got it a long time ago. He just gets it.
Well, Timmy and Mike are in that age range, in that mind space. I remember when Bryce was their age, Bryce would make up games. And, you know, your child brings you a game and you're kind of like, all right, the game's going to be crap because it's a 5-year-old that made up a game, you know, but it's in their head. So you kind of let them run with it a little bit. And then you get into the rules of the game. And when a 5-year-old gives you the rules of their game that they've made up in their mind, you know,
you can't win.
If you have a competitive kid, which Bryce is definitely, you know, when he brought me the game, you know, whatever it was, he's done a number of these. He'll make up a game and he'll bring it to you and he says, let's play the game. And I'm like, okay, fine, we'll play the game. And then the game starts and then we're like, all right, so that's how you score. Okay, that's how you score. And then we start scoring the game, we start playing, and then he's like, oh, but wait, now you're ahead, so maybe we need to play this way. And I was like, oh, you can't change the rules in the middle of playing the game. Once you've established the rules of the game, then you play it to the termination of the end of the game, you know? And he's like, oh no, you know, and then he gets upset, then he tosses the table and then walks away, you know what I mean? So that's where we are.
Okay, Mike never tossed the table, but you did beat me to the punch. There's times those games come up, and then I'll say, like, Mike, but, you know, just what you were saying, like, but that's not what you told me.
Right.
Crosses his arms, walks away. It's like, yeah, that doesn't really work, buddy. Like, I get it. It's not working for you. You're losing. But you just can't walk away and expect everything to just, like, go along. Like, that's not how life operates. Like,
right.
The bills still got to get paid.
Yeah, or even, you know, take established games. Like Bryce used to like play Monopoly with me and I'd beat him all the time, you know, and then he would like stop playing in the middle. Yeah, he would stop playing in the middle. And I'm like, if you want me to play with you again, then we can play to the terminus, play to the, you know, till someone wins the game. You know, I understand you're in a losing proposition.
I'm a real estate mogul, but... The quick and dirty with the Sam Harris podcast, though, is that you have all these white people, essentially, and the Democrats and the left more or less call them out for being like the worst humans on the planet. And not only are they the worst humans on the planet, but their ancestors are, too, for, you know, whatever, killing Indians and slavery and all this stuff. And now all the people today have to pay the price for what has happened, you know, over the past 1,000 years. People are just rebelling and voting in favor of, you know, a strong man like Trump, you know, a political strong man. I mean, he's definitely not a physical fitness strong man. But, you know, and then if I may, we were talking, me and Clarissa today, with regard to, I don't even know what it was. It was about the election or something. And I told her, I said, you know, the thing about the guy is, and me and Clarissa were talking today, and I sent her a text because she was wondering, like, why is he kind of the way he is when it comes to elections, when it comes to government, his presidency, and all this stuff. And I said, he's in denial, you know? And she was saying, like, well, denial, like, what is he denying? And what I typed, I felt was extremely, you know, cogent in that he's living in denial about his mail order brides, his receding hairline, his skin tone, his body weight and fitness, his business acumen, his popularity, his presidency, and the recent election. I mean, I think that about sums it up.
Yep. You hit the gamut of the whole thing.
All right. That's awesome. Let's get to some trailers, man. Saved by the Bell, because you know Trump will not be Saved by the Bell.
No. Yeah, so Saved by the Bell. Did you watch the original?
Okay, you must be reading my notes. So, no, I did not. And Clarissa helped me with my notes a little bit.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I think Clarissa and I are on the same TV viewing wavelength because...
Yeah, totally. Because I was articulating what it is I wanted to say. And I think she put it in a light that made it so to, I guess, articulate that I graduated high school in 89 and Saved by the Bell came out in 89.
Mm-hmm.
I was a senior in 89. And Saved by the Bell was like freshman in 89.
Right.
I graduated in June of 89. And if you think about seasons, seasons begin in the fall. So I graduated when this show started, and 3 months later, this show started. So I was already a graduated senior from high school that year.
Yeah.
When you had incoming freshmen, essentially. So this was not in my wheelhouse.
Right. And it's so funny because when I think of us, you know, in age, I think of, you know, we're not that far apart. But I guess, what am I, 3 years younger than you? I think I'm 3 years younger than you.
Well, I turned 50 March 15th.
Okay, so maybe I'm 4 years. Maybe you're 2 years younger. Yeah. So I guess I'm 4 years younger than you. So that means that I'm 4 years younger than you, which isn't in the greatest...
You were a freshman when I was a senior.
And right. But in the greater scheme of things, we're very, you know, in later in life, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but my wife's 12 years younger than me. So there you go.
Right. But Saved by the Bell came out and I was a freshman and they're freshmen. You know what I mean? So there was a lot there's a lot, even though it's 4 years, it's a lifetime to a teenager.
Oh, 100%. I work in a high school. I see the incoming freshmen and they're like 5 feet tall, 90 pounds soaking wet. And they graduate 6'3", 240. You know, and you're like, oh my God, that kid got big. So 4 years plays a big role at that point, man. Serious.
It is. It is quite the formative years. And I, you know, it's so funny because we talked about Saved by the Bell. I was talking to a coworker this week, and he's a, you know, rather high executive within my company, Disney. And I'm not speaking for them at all, but hopefully this isn't. the Disney was actually one of the original producers of the original Saved by the Bell. So they tried to do a co-production with NBC at the time, and they were trying to do...
So in 89? I thought it was Nickelodeon.
It wasn't even Nickelodeon, I don't think. I think it was just NBC or one of the major networks.
Oh, unless Nickelodeon picked them up later or something.
Yeah, maybe. But it was more about the teacher or the principal or something, and then they... And then they wanted to go a different route, so then they bowed out and they kind of got out of it.
Now, let me back up a little bit, though.
Yeah.
I definitely have watched, I don't know. I'm not going to say a season's worth, but I definitely have watched a good number of episodes, like, you know, like shortly after high school and stuff. I probably watched the first season and a half. And I'm not even saying every episode. I mean, like... episodes here and there and stuff, and like Screech and all these guys, you know, like I'm somewhat familiar with it all, and like the good looking handsome blonde kid,
Mark Paul Gosselaar. Yeah,
Mario Lopez is the buff.
Mario Lopez, you can't get away from Mario Lopez because he's on the radio all over LA, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's the buff Mexican guy, right? You know, and the good looking buff dude. And you know, it was like good looking high school kids that didn't exist when I was in high school, at least in the circles I ran with, you know. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those shows I just never got into. I don't think I'm going to get into this. My kids aren't into this. Like, it's not their generation either.
It's too soon. Yeah, it's too soon for
your kids. It's too soon for them. It's far too late for me. Clarissa might be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, she is 12 years younger, so... No, I don't know. I doubt she's going to watch this either, but...
Well, I think it's so funny because it's on Peacock, and Peacock's free, right? So it's a free streaming service, not like, what was that?
I don't know. Is it free?
It's free.
For you, too. Like, we have Comcast.
It's free for everyone. Oh, I meant to tell you, too. Roku now has, what do I watch all the time?
Peacock.
Peacock, yeah.
Roku has a Peacock channel.
Roku, yeah, exactly. So you don't have to do that box anymore.
So I could go turn it in and just be done with it. Be like, here, take your box and...
Yeah, get out of that. You're like, your GUI sucks. I got my Roku. I only got this for Peacock.
I might go, because the Comcast store is like down the street a little bit. I might just go down the... kick the door with my... I'll be on my bike, right? I won't even get off the saddle. I'll just kick the door. I'll chuck it in. And then I'll just ride on. And they're going to be like, what the heck? And I'll just, and as I'm riding off, I'll be like, your GUI sucks. Yeah, I don't know. Saved by the Bell. I get why you put this on, because you have nostalgia and your kids are like right in that wheelhouse.
Dad and daughter
can watch it together and just like cry on each other's shoulders about how amazing it must be.
I mean, so it's so funny. We bonded over High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I knew it. See?
Yeah. So we bonded over that. You know, we'll break into song every now and then.
Were you guys Glee fans?
We're a little Glee. Anne and I were Glee fans.
Okay.
At the time of Glee, Audrey was a little young for it. So we didn't really hit her up with the Glee.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then now knowing what happened to the cast, it's like,
what happened to the cast?
Like, well, the one guy passed away from overdose. And then more recently, one of the other women passed away swimming. Like,
oh, that one I didn't know.
Yeah, she passed away at a lake. She was saving her son. She had a 3-year-old son that she managed to get back in the boat, and then she slipped away.
What?
In the lake. God. Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh.
But anyway, so Glee was good. I wonder how long before they reboot that. That'll be interesting. But yeah, High School Musical, the musical series, is going strong. And then this just feels good. And I like how they took it, you know.
Man, that name is terrible. High School Musical, the series.
It is a great name. It's a great name, okay? There was a lot of research, a lot of thought poured into it. And it works. And it works because...
That was a name by committee.
It's a name, but... But they let it ruminate, they let it build, and I think, you know, it was a temp name for a while, but it really just it does what it is meant to do. Is it layers on top of it, and it rolls off the tongue. It doesn't roll off the tongue to you?
Well, if you say it enough, High School Musical, musical, the series. Yeah, it rolls off the tongue. I get it. It just seems to be a little redundant, is all. Like, I get it.
Well, that's, you know? That's why it was temp, and they spent a lot of time, and they spent a lot of money and a lot of effort trying to come up with another name.
Oh, you do enough focus groups, you're going to get what you need. Anyway.
It was well branded. So then this, it feels like it. So they change it, right? So High School Musical, the original, was made in a certain time and space. And it was a movie, and it was a DCOM, and it was well done for its time. And then when they rebooted it with High School Musical, the musical series, they switched to the single camera, they switched to the mockumentary style, and it really kind of spoke to this new audience.
Interesting.
Audrey and I watched this trailer when it first came out, and her first comment was, oh, 30 Rock, the people who brought you 30 Rock, my friend loves that show. You know what I mean? So it has this, it has a legacy card, it has kind of this NBC internal vibe to it. So it's gonna have some people that enjoy the same way that, you know, when you say mockumentary and you say like, it's kind of like The Office. When you get people that are fans of The Office, you can get them into a space. So now you have fans of 30 Rock and you can get people into the headspace of 30 Rock, which isn't exactly, it's not mockumentary, but it breaks the fourth wall every now and then. And it has, you know, the self-referential kind of, you know, inside jokes, you know, and it's the whole idea of these kids coming back to high school to relive the best time of their lives and relive it with these new kids, and yet poke fun at how the class strata has really been, was really a problem back then, but wasn't pointed out. And now we're going to make it like a topical piece of this storyline.
It sounds to me like you and your kids are going to enjoy this because the legacy for you, the legacy for Audrey and, you know, possibly Bryce, based on the legacy of what NBC is bringing and their friends are bringing and what everybody kind of knows. So it's like kind of like this perfect storm that's going to evolve into this show that is going to be hitting the four quadrants, essentially.
Exactly.
That families are going to gather around and everyone's going to laugh and kumbaya, let's make popcorn.
Exactly. Except we're going to have to watch it in the guest house because Peacock basically, I told you we kind of hacked the Amazon Firebox that we had, and we figured out a way to put Peacock on there.
I thought you said Peacock was everywhere.
No, Peacock's on Roku.
Oh, on the Roku.
So when Peacock's on Roku, I was like, oh, maybe they fixed the Amazon box thing. But basically what Amazon did was they said, oh, we found that you guys are trying to put the mobile apps on our Fire OTT, so we're going to disable it.
Did they zap them?
They zapped them.
Those SOBs.
So I was like, oh, but I watch it out here in the guest house in the office on my LG 49-incher.
The 49-incher.
And the 49-incher is the only place I can watch Apple TV because I don't have an Apple TV OTT box. And
I thought you had one.
Peacock. I had one, but I sold it because it was super old. It was a Gen 2, and well, I wasn't using it. It was kind of glitchy.
Can't have none of that Gen 2 around. So wait, what are they on now? Like Gen 4?
I think they're Gen 4. But anyway, so I got rid of that because the Fire was covering most of my needs. And, you know, I was watching most of my Apple TV on my phone.
Yeah.
But now that I watch Ted Lasso, like
so how do you get Apple on your...
I watch it on the 49-incher.
Yeah, but they have an Apple app?
Yeah, they have an Apple app on LG.
Oh, they have an Apple app. Okay.
So LG and Apple have struck a deal, but LG and Amazon are like mortal enemies, I guess.
Yeah. And so it's probably Amazon and Apple probably enemies.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know, and the funny thing is, watching the election and the results, every election cycle...
Where do you watch it? How do you watch it?
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So every...
this is a good beer.
Good. I'm glad it's a good beer. So every election cycle for presidential, I should say, going back to Carter Reagan,
mm-hmm.
because prior to Carter Reagan, which would have been Ford Carter, I was way too young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was... What was that? I would have been 5, I think. But going back to Carter Reagan, I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point forward, I've always watched election night and all this stuff and watched the kind of horse race that it was. And here come all the
right.
the votes. And, you know, they talk about which state's doing what and the battlegrounds. And like I've always done it since I've been a child.
Right.
And this past election was no different.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have television.
Right. Cut the cord.
We cut the cord in 2007.
Long.
And we live in the shadow of a mountain, so we can't even do over the air.
Oh, wow.
So the best we could do probably, I mean, we could do a lot of stuff on YouTube and everything. But with it this year, I did ABC on YouTube, and it was mm-hmm. just their live feed.
Right.
So you get commercials and all this stuff, right? You get like all the ads that ABC would air. And it was whatever they would do on election night, on ABC anywhere.
Stephanopoulos. A lot of Stephanopoulos.
Oh, it was all Stephanopoulos. Or as I call him, Snuffleupagus. What you don't get, though, are the local ads, right? So sometimes you're right. watching...
And it just goes, commercial break.
Yeah, and it just cuts into like a local car dealership or something. So we don't get any of that. We had all the national stuff because it was on YouTube. And they just went with it. And one thing, though, that I noticed... And the reason I bring up like how we watched and everything, because I think it's significant insofar as ABC and what ABC advertises, and ABC is a Disney company.
Yes.
So what ABC is advertising for their shows, like I remember back in the day, we would watch football on Fox, and then they're like, stay tuned to after the game for The Simpsons. Stay tuned after the game for fill in the blank, whatever the show is.
Manimal. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever, right? So ABC is advertising Disney Plus all up and down, The Mandalorian all up and down. they're advertising all this streaming service stuff that Disney puts out. I don't even know what the show is, what the program. It doesn't even Dancing with the Stars, or it was, I don't even know what it was. It was something along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. And all I remember thinking is, everything they're advertising that I want is a cord-cutting activity, and everything they're advertising that I don't want is a regular, traditional television activity. You're doing nothing to drag me back to a traditional TV and doing everything to keep me a cord cutter for life. And the way they were advertising it, because like I couldn't care less about dancing with the latest celebrity singer.
Dancing with the Masked Singer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I'll have to say though, you had me at the Mandalorian.
Right.
You had the boys at, and all of us were like, oh my God, it's a Mandalorian trailer. Like, let's watch it. Oh, it's a Disney Plus. We got that. Let's watch it tonight. You know, like, I mean, that was kind of where the demarcation line was, though. It was like Everything we wanted had nothing to do with traditional television, and everything we didn't want was traditional television. And that's, and I don't know if the people in the executive office realize how they're promoting things, but they're not driving me to traditional television.
Do you think that, I mean, now obviously I don't speak for the company, but do you think that maybe they just want you into the stuff that they're not fighting you, that they're just, they don't want to fight you and gain you back into their old space. They just want to show you their new space.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So what you're saying is, if I'm into the Dancing Masked Singer, I'm going to be into it regardless of what you're showing me.
Right.
However, we see where the future's headed. We're going to drive you into this place because we know the other one won't last forever.
The returns on streaming services are never going to match the deals that have been made for linear television, for cable buys and all that stuff. You
Wait,
know?
You're saying ever?
They're never going to match, no.
Ever.
The way that it was bundled and the way that people paid for cable, the reason that you cut the cable cord and the reason that it's ridiculous that T-Mobile thinks that they're going to have you spend $40 a month on their bundle, you know? I mean, people used to spend, what, $100, $200 on the cable bundle, you know?
Oh, my parents still do.
That's a sad, dying breed. And just think of the $200, how that was divided up amongst the players in that space, you know? You could demand, you know, of all the subscribers, of a million subscribers, you demand, you know, $6. But most of the people that made money demanded $1. Like ABC was unique in their deal because of ESPN. ESPN drove them to this $6 price point, which was unheard of. Everybody like Nickelodeon and everyone else, they're all asking for $1 per sub.
Yeah.
You know? And that was a great deal because you had $1 million for every million subscribers you had to this bundle.
So if you look at households and you have 30 million households subscribing and they got $30 million.
But if every one of those households is paying anywhere from $100 to $200, then that's amazing return on investment, you know? Like, it's a huge expense. When you think of streaming services and you cut out all these middlemen, you know, which is basically what you're doing, you know, when you pay for a Netflix, and Netflix just raised their rates and, you know, they're boiling frogs over there. So we're all going to be paying for Netflix $25 a month and nobody's going to even know about it, you know?
Right.
But I think I think we're all headed to a place where a couple of huge places are going to have $25 streaming services, and they'll either have a wide variety or a mini bundle.
Okay, I gotcha. But you know what, though, man? How about this?
Yeah.
Holidays are around the corner.
Yes.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, but let's get talk more Christmas. And should we go back to 1978?
Oh, let's do it.
You want to start there?
Start in the past.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
And let's start there because it's a continuation of what we're talking about. You know, you watch the telecast of that, and the advertisers are right there. They're in there, and it's like Texaco. They paid for this programming, and they're going to have the people that announce for the show talk about the people who bought, you know, who paid to make it happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this was a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
You know, I showed it to Clarissa tonight, not the whole thing. We couldn't stand the whole thing, but
couldn't stomach it.
Jumped ahead here and there. I shared it with you. We yeah. jumped
no,
ahead.
No, I watched the first 5 minutes. It's amazing. I was in there.
It's so bad. And she saw Harrison Ford. It was just like, really? He agreed to this?
Well, Mark Hamill to this day, Mark Hamill jokes about this special because he'll say, he'll talk about something being bad television, and then he'll say, "This is one of the worst things I've seen in television." And I was in the Star Wars holiday right, special. Right, right. So that's his big joke, you know.
But you're right, though. When you look at advertising and you look at just the way things play out over time and so on. And then we jump ahead to Lego Star Wars Holiday Special, because if you think about it, Lego Star Wars, I mean, Lego is in the name of the title, which both is an advertisement and it's like the dog whistle that says, "Hey, kids, it's Lego. It's what you want to see," you know, because it's the brand they want to see.
Yeah.
But it also sells the toys.
Right. Well, I will tell you this, that for Bryce this year, we got a little extra special, and I'm going to have to keep him away from this episode.
Uh-oh.
But we got him the Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
Oh, really?
It's exclusively at the Disney store. So that was like, you know, we tried to buy it on Amazon because we're just like Amazon fiends. And we tried to buy
Where
it there.
Is
like,
the
nope,
Disney
exclusively.
Store?
Disney Store online.
Oh, online. Disney. Okay, maybe we'll do
yeah.
that.
DisneyStore.com. Yeah. Check it out.
You know what? I think after this, I'm going to go order, and we will have it for the boys for December.
Well, you and I should talk then a little bit before that because, you know, I work for the company.
Oh,
so
Ted has goodness going on.
Anyway, so we ordered that, and it was just like, it's like amazing little, like, you know, those little things that you get, the little plastic things you get on the checkout at the Lego store where it's like 20 pieces of Lego, but they put it together and it looks like a Millennium Falcon,
but
it's teeny, you know, so it's cool like that. But could you imagine doing that for 12 days or 25 days or whatever it is?
Oh, it's that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. The boys are going to be just. And is every Advent calendar the exact same one?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll still get two anyway because you can't do
it. You have to get two. Yeah. You have to get two.
So it's kind of like when we went to Legoland and they had like what they do is you go out for the day and they put in the safe. Mm-hmm. You know, you go out and you do like a little scavenger hunt to find out the clues to the safe combo.
Right.
And then you open up the safe and there's like a little Lego thing, just like what you explained, right? It's like a little like character or it's whatever. And what we learned later after we were there, the boys got a golfer and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and they were both kind of like pissed. They're like, "What the heck? A golfer and Dorothy?" And they didn't, and we didn't get it either, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what they do is they give you the characters, and you take the characters into the park. And what you can do is you can see anybody who works for the park. Anybody. Doesn't matter. It could be like the guy sweeping. It could be somebody working a ride. It could be anything. And you could go up to them and say, and see that they have a certain character. Mm-hmm. Whatever the character be a stormtrooper. It can be a trash man. It could be a construction worker, a policeman. It could be anything, right? It could be a dragon. For all you know.
Right.
You take your character and you could do a one-to-one trade. You could be like, "Oh my God, you have like Darth Vader. I want Darth Vader. Here's, you know, my golfer." And so they give you these characters and these characters are so generic and it's kind of like, "Oh my God, this is like lame. Why did they give me a golfer?"
Right.
The golfer is trade bait. That's all he is.
Oh, okay.
You know, by the time we figured it out, it was like months later. We were like, "Oh, now we get it." I don't even know how we learned it.
Right.
You know, it was like something like a YouTube video. But once we did, we're like, next time we go, bring your worst character and you could get like some cool guys, you know?
Oh, it's like pin trading. It's like pin trading
at Disney. Exactly. It's this. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So back to the trailer.
We're definitely going to watch the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special. I mean, with a 5 and a 7-year-old who love Lego, who love Star Wars, if I don't, they're going to fire me as dad.
I mean, the big thing, we watch this with dinner, you know, we watch Mandalorian with dinner tonight. And then after Mando, I was like, we got to watch the trailers because the trailers were in our wheelhouse, you know,
yeah,
all family friendly. And we watched this and Anne was a little thrown off. And she was like, wait, why are they showing all that? It's like the timeline's all off. I'm like, no, the timeline's the whole story. You know what I mean?
Exactly right.
The whole story is the time stone. It's basically, you know, a time stone like in Marvel. And why not do that? And we'll cover all the bases and we can have Rey talking to Luke and Luke talking to Darth. And, you know, it's like,
exactly.
Let's destroy the fourth wall at every turn and have every single permutation, you know, poked fun at, including the kid from Mandalorian, you know, being cute at the end.
And I had no idea John Williams Tchaikovsky wrote The Nutcracker. I know, I'm watching it. I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with this? It's not John Williams, but I guess it must have been
it's his son.
No, I thought it was an ancestor.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a great great grandfather, John Williams Tchaikovsky. Yeah. Now it looks fun though. I mean, it's like, and again, it's like, yeah, you're talking about breaking down the walls and all these things about who's talking to who and the kid and Rey and Luke Skywalker and everything.
Yeah.
At some point, like, suspend the disbelief of the disbelief that's already suspended and just know it's a holiday special and they're just like checking the boxes.
Well, and I think Lego does this the best. It's like, you know, when Marvel and Lego and Star Wars and Batman, you know, all those franchises take themselves very, very seriously.
They do.
But Lego will, you know, if you're going to put the characters and the IP, the intellectual property into a Lego space, just know that you're going to have to let go of that, you know, seriousness that you have for your product and your brand because Lego does it. Lego is known for this kind of tongue-in-cheekness of
those crazy Danes. All right, Ted, what are you watching this week?
So we stumbled upon the Marvel tab in Disney Plus this week. And
what do you mean
and
you
Bryce
stumbled
noticed.
Upon?
Bryce
what
is flipping
heck?
Around.
I just clicked on it. It was the whole Marvel like universe. Where'd this come from?
No, but Bryce noticed it earlier in the week. I think it was like Tuesday night. So we had just like...
What do you mean he noticed it? Like you guys didn't notice Marvel before?
Well, you notice it, but no, he noticed that a certain thread, there's one, you know how they show you the threads.
Oh.
And there was one thread and he goes, look at this thread. It was up at the top and it was,
oh, I
it was
followed.
The cinematic universe in chronological order. So you know how we spent all the time like trying to figure out what the chronological order is so you could watch it in chronological
like
order.
Like how me and Clarissa
rent
did.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Like we did the homework to actually do the math and trying to figure out what the so Disney does it for you to
Disney
even
does it
take,
for you, and they put
to
it.
Take even less cognitive energy out of your life. You could just sit there and drool and be like, just feed it to me. Just feed it.
So on Tuesday, I said, let's watch Captain Marvel. And Bryce said, all right, here's Captain Marvel. And it's second in line after Captain America. And he's like, oh, look, it's in order. And we didn't even read the title. It says Cinematic Universe in Chronological Order. So we just we watched Captain America.
That's why I said, I'm going to sit here and drool. Just feed it to me.
And I drooled even more because I was sleeping through most of it. Because, you know, I'd watch the first 30 minutes while we're doing dinner. And then we'd move to the sofa and then watch the rest of it. And thank God, just let daddy.
You're like a single malt later.
Let daddy sleep because he's doing this, you know, he's doing this mind numbing number crunching all day long.
Dude, I get it.
Double checking all the numbers. And then the next night we watched Captain Marvel and that was the same thing. And then tonight we were going to watch Iron Man. But Anne tapped out. She's like, I can't watch Iron Man. The kids aren't even into it. You know, they're not, they're kind of checked out a little bit. It's Friday night, you know.
Iron Man has been seen too many times, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it was the first one, and it's like, oh, it was great. The second time, oh, it's great. The third time, this is pretty good. The fourth time, really? Again?
Exactly. So we did that. And then I've been trying not to watch so much of the news coverage. And on Tuesday in the morning, you know, I had a meeting, and I was at the meeting. I was like, you know what? Today, I'm not going to watch any news coverage. I'm not going to watch any news. And in the morning, while I was working.
Let's see what the news is.
No. In the morning, I turned on Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso kept me company all day long. And I watched the whole season run of Ted Lasso.
Man,
on
you're
Tuesday.
All, you're like all you've seen Ted Lasso how much, and you're still into Ted Lasso.
I'm still into it. It's so good,
like amazing.
Oh, and then today I started watching it again because I had Audrey in here. Audrey was finishing up her homework, and you know Friday's like a catch up day. She has to just check in asynchronously and then do all the homework. And at 3 o'clock, she's like, let me put on Moonlight, you know, cause she loves watching the Moonlight movies, you know? And I'm like, no, you watch one episode of Ted Lasso. And she watched one episode of Ted Lasso. And I think she's hooked. I think she was like, oh, the feels. I gave me the feels. He's like, he tells his wife, I love you. And then you hear the pregnant pause over the phone. And then he says, you don't have to say I love you back. It's all right. And she was like, and you just feel it in his bones. He's such a good actor. And I was like, see, I told you you'd love this thing.
And
it's awesome.
I got to watch.
So let's see. That's what we watched. We watched that. And then I broke down on Tuesday night to watch the news coverage. And I watched it mostly on Peacock because Peacock has, you know, their coverage. And I bought myself a birthday present.
Now, what'd you get?
I got
earbuds.
Alexa earbuds.
Okay, so what are different from Alexa earbuds versus other earbuds?
So Alexa earbuds.
You say Alexa,
and they do it in your ear.
Oh man, we're setting off everybody's.
Well, that's not the worst thing. The worst thing is like Anne says, I can't listen to any more news. I can't listen to any more news. So what do? I pop in my Alexa earbuds. I got my earbuds in, right?
Alexa, play me the news.
And Alexa's just doing the thing. And then we're doing dinner, or we're making something, and Anne's trying to set a timer. She's like, Alexa, set a 5-minute rice timer, you know? And she's like, the new Echo Show you bought is horrible. It never sends anything. I'm like, baby, you were standing right next to me when you said Alexa set a 5-minute timer. It's in my ear. So it's setting the timers in my head while you're doing it, which is great when you're a single person. But when you're a family, it doesn't really work as well.
Can I ask how much those earbuds were?
Yeah. So I bought it on one of those flash sales that they had.
Okay.
So it's like typically $129, and it was on sale for like $80 or $70 or something like that.
Okay. Okay. So you got it like 60% price or something.
Yeah. 40 off or something like that.
Same
40%
thing.
40% off. Yeah.
I'm saying the positive, like 60%. Total, and you're like 40% off. Yeah, so okay.
So they're great. And Audrey has the AirPods. She, you know, because she had a summer job, she could you know, fork over the $100
That's
or
right.
$150 for the AirPods.
Exactly.
So she's had AirPods since the summer, and I was like,
man,
oh,
I'm
these things are great.
Than you.
These things are great. You put them in your ear, and then they just pick up, and they just. They take up, and then you take them out of your ear, and then the thing just starts playing outside, you know? She goes, yeah, Daddy, my AirPods do that already, you know? You don't have to worry about that.
Daddy,
Daddy,
my AirPods are so much more cooler than your
Alexa. But guess what? I can have Siri and Alexa on my Alexa pods, and she can only have Siri on hers.
Siri is enough. I don't need anything more than Siri.
So that's basically what I've been watching.
Nice.
You know, a lot of news.
Yeah.
How about you? What have you been watching?
The obvious is the news, right? I mean, it's the election. You're trying to figure out what's going on, and you're on.
Oh, so that was the
one
thing.
Let me back
right?
up here. Wait, what do you got there, Ted? Tell me.
So, sorry. I said I was going to do a media blackout, and Ann was like, "We have to do a media blackout. I can't stand it. I can't handle it."
During election week?
Right. We're going to do it on Tuesday.
Insane?
We're
going to
do a media. Have you seen her on our little chat? She hasn't been at all. She hasn't done anything.
I've
she
been waiting.
Talk at all. I know,
I
right?
totally have been waiting. I'm like, I won't say a thing until Ann says something.
So she's been on a blackout, and finally, like, we're doing
but
dinner.
But I'm not media.
Tuesday night.
Come on.
But you know what? She's been watching West Wing all week long.
Okay.
West Wing. She's doing West
cleansing
Wing.
Cleansing
her just
soul.
Like
cleansing her
hoping.
Soul.
She's just hoping for
hoping.
A smarter White House.
Hoping.
She just wants a smart people in the White House. That's all she says.
That's all she wants.
Look how smart Aaron Sorkin is in the White House, you know?
So she watched the David Letterman Obama interview.
She did not watch that, no.
What?
Because she won't come out to the guest house, the office to watch Apple TV.
That's Netflix.
Oh, I watched it out here on my own. She won't watch. I don't know.
But she's got to watch that, though. Not, I mean, again.
Okay.
Again, I don't even care which side of the aisle anybody's on.
Right.
We talked about this last week. I don't care.
Yeah. Just good
the
television.
The dude was a good interview. The one thing I can say about Obama, you know, like, love him or hate him, he's like a fun guy to talk to.
Cool guy.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, man.
Talk to you later. See you.
All right, later.
Bye.
Next week, join Jim and Ted as they disarm another Hollywood bomb or marketing masterpiece. Remember, the holy trinity of podcasting. Subscribe, like, share.
Special thanks to Jeremy Kent Jackson for the voiceover and Rahelio for the music.